and welcome back to the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors Halftime Show here at Martin Stadium, where our Vikings lead 13-0. You hear the Lions Eye Georgia Bridgemen in the background as their tribute to New York and the Twin Towers in 2001 and the memorial that's set for that. You see in the background they've got the Twin Towers lit up, the United States flag dropped from that. Just a very moving piece, and I've seen it about half a dozen times now, and it just gets better each and every time I see it. And this band group does a phenomenal job, and you hear that big sound get louder and louder as they march towards the crowd here. The Lions Eye Georgia Bridgemen. What a great show they have this year. As I want to remind everybody, too, that Saturday they will have the Georgia-Florida Border Challenge. That'll be here at Martin Stadium throughout the day tomorrow. So if you get a chance, get out there and take a look at it. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and get our Page Heating and Air first half stats.
First down tonight for Lowndes through the half, 10, Lee 8. Rushing attempts, Lowndes has 21 attempts for 97 yards. Lee has 15 attempts for 57 yards. Passing tonight, Lowndes is 8 of 14 for 124 yards, no interceptions. Lee is 8 of 15 for 73 yards and one interception. Total plays thus far, Vikings have 35 for 221. Lee has 30 plays for 130 yards. Lowndes has fumbled twice, have not lost any of those. Lee has fumbled once and has not lost. Penalties tonight, Lowndes has been penalized 7 times for 50. Lee's penalized 3 for 15. Third down conversions, Vikings are 2 of 7 on third down. Lee is 1 of 6. That's a huge stat in my opinion, and the turnover margin as well. Fourth down conversions, Vikings are 2 of 3 on fourth down. Lee is 1 of 2 on fourth down. Lowndes has 1 sack tonight for 8-yard loss, and we have not been sacked at all tonight. Let's see here. Leading rusher for the Vikings is Michael Barrett, 3 attempts for 43. Tyson Shaw, 1 attempt for 23. Austin Dixon, 9 attempts for 23 yards. Receiving tonight, Xavier Jenkins is our leading receiver, 3 receptions for 85. Gage got 1 reception for 20. Kayvon Kyle, 2 receptions for 16. Leading tacklers thus far through the game, Michael Barrett has 5. Justin Smith has 3. Kedrick Clemens has 2, with 2 huge pass breakups as well as 1 interception. Logan Neely has 3. And box score looks like this. Vikings got 7 in the first and 6 in the second. That's your halftime stats, Page Heating and Air.
All right, let's go over to Taylor Stubbs. Taylor, you've got some scores around the area.
All right, over in Moultrie, Colquitt leads Valdosta 35-0, and I believe they have not been stopped yet. And then up in Tifton, Camden leads 17-14 as Tifton just scored to make it a 3-point game.
That's a close game, maybe closer than I thought maybe that game would be.
At one point, I believe it was 17-3.
Wow. So Tipp County does not give up. That's a good football team. Camden, of course, is a very good football team, and, of course, they lead right now, but Tipp County knocking at that door. The clock is reset for that 3 minutes of warm-up time. As I look down onto the field, both teams back out on the field, and they're getting ready. You got something there? Okay. Go ahead. Throw that headset over there and see what's
Go ahead. I was talking to the one of the officials. The reason they said they brought it back was because the holder's knee, Austin Dixon's knee, was on the ground when he made the pitch to Michael Barrett. And I said, if that's the case, if his knee's on the ground, Holman, if his knee's on the ground, that's the correct call. Problem is, you let the play run.
No,
you let it run and then called it back.
No, that's not the problem either, though. They marked it back to the line of scrimmage, not where his knee was down. If his knee was down, you mark it back to where the ball, where his knee was down. They marked it back to the line of scrimmage.
Good point, Taylor.
Well, and there's a lot of different things and interpretations that we've got with this. And I know one of the other things that was going on, we talked about a little bit, Taylor, you and I, the low snaps to the quarterback, Morrell, for Lee, he's coming very close to putting his knee on the ground when he receives those snaps on a low snap. We're going to keep an eye on that here in the second half as that clock now says 1 minute left here in the halftime. I want to thank Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia for their support of our halftime show here at Martin Stadium. Be sure and stop by and see them at 812 Northwood Park Drive. That's Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services. They can take care of all of your insurance needs from home, car, boat, anything else that you've got, as well as health insurance and life insurance as well. Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia. Thank you for your support of Lounge High Football for the 2015 season. Taylor, we're just about ready to get this second half underway. We talked about it. Lounge will get the ball to start the game, but they cannot take their foot off the gas.
Now, you look at us on the season. One thing I wish we could have talked about in the pregame, but I forgot to mention it. Third quarter, we dominate the opponent 36-13 when it comes to points. Fourth quarter, not so much. Our opponents have scored 65 points on us in the fourth compared to only 26 for the Vikings. So we need a good third down, and we need to switch that trend a little bit in fourth down because, this Lee County team has proven that they've
got the door to make the big play. They can score fast. They really can.
Marty mentioned it, Coach, earlier. Our defense has bowed up really well. We've got a few breaks go our way this game. And we talked about needing that all week. And you look at the fake field goal, we're 1 yard away from scoring that. And you look at the big fake punt. We need those things to get our team flowing in the right direction and keep drives going. I was really pleased to see that in the first half.
I was too. We're going to send it over now to Wes James and for all your play-by-play action here in the second half. As we said, Vikings will get the ball to start the second half, leading 13-0. Now, over to Wes.
And we send Xavier Jenkins back deep as our kickoff returner. Also back with him is number 13.
Tavon Kyle.
Both of these gentlemen can fly.
The kicker for Lee, that's number 81. We haven't seen him at all tonight. That's Javonte West, according to the list I have here. Their kicker, though, has been Zach Miller.
And he's not back very far, just about 5 yards.
Here we go, second half underway.
And he steps into it. Kyle takes it at the 15. He's up to the 20, the 25, gets hit hard and goes down about the 27-yard line after our Vikings will take over as we begin the third quarter.
We had the ball there at the end of the first half, and we're really moving it. And then we had a lot of miscues and things happening with the officials and just a lot of confusion there in the first half. Let's hope that we were able to put that behind us now and move on to the second half, because we can't fix any of that happened at the end of the half. It's time to move on into the third quarter here and get ready to hopefully put this thing in the end zone.
Here comes Austin Dixon. He's got Cannon to his left. Sends Kyle to the far side. They're showing blitz off the corner once again. We move Louis Regal over there. Now they come right up the middle. We give it to Cameron. Cameron gets hit and spins and goes. He'll lose yardage about 1, 2, 3 yards, Bill. I mean, they came a jailhouse break right up the middle.
Yeah, we were set up in that formation, and we've been giving off to the running back in the backfield. That time there was just no hole for Boogie Cameron to get through, so it's second and long.
Second and about 13. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. They jump. And there's a flag. We've got encroachment on the defense.
And that, well, we thought that the last time. Let's see what it actually is, the call. They say.
And
encroachment.
They move it out to the 29, where it will be second and 8 from the 29. Just underway here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 13-0. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Trips to the near side. Cameron in the backfield with Dixon. Looks this way. Now they shift. They shift defensive players. And we give it to Dez Copeland. Dez would cross the 25, still on his feet, scrambles, gets across the 30, and they'll run him out of bounds about the 30-yard line. Nope, they say he stays inbounds. Clock's still running at 10:50.
I'm not sure what that side judge considers out of bounds, because he has kept the clock running on every play that we've gone to the sideline there.
Bill, is going to be 3rd and 7 from our 30. We've got to get out to the 42. Trips to the far side, twins to the near side, empty backfield for Dixon. Dixon back. Looks, throws out to Copeland. Copeland steps, drops the ball. Fourth down, our Vikings will have to punt.
Yeah, he was right there on the sideline at about the 30. He was out there by himself. He was going to be able to pick up a few yards, and he just could not hold on to it. It drops, and we'll have to punt here on fourth down.
Tyson Shaw.
We have not punted. We attempted a punt. We faked it. So this one, I believe, will punt.
Tyrone Harris back deep for Lee County. Standing about to 35. High snap. Gets it away. Nice, nice kick. A signal fair catch. It hits at the 35 and will bounce out of bounds.
At the
30. So that's where Lee County will take over. First and 10 from their 30 with 10:21 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 13-0.
Our defense has done a good job so far. That was a 40-yard punt. Our defense has done a good job of a bend but don't break to a certain extent. And when they've really had to step up on third downs, they've been able to make some good stops.
Ball on the near hash mark. Lee County will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Morrell sends Twins to the far side. Two receivers near side. He's got Milton in the backfield with him to his left. Daniels in motion. Fakes the pitch, drops back and looks, throws out in the flat. And the receiver slips and falls.
Well, the ball was thrown short. He was going to have to come back to it.
And it was going to an incomplete pass. He stopped and tried to come back. That was number 7, Covington. The second and 10, stops the clock with 10:16 to go here in the third quarter. Quickly, Lee to the line of scrimmage. We're in a three-man front. Playing their receivers tight. Again, throws out in the flats. Catch made and dropped. At the 35.
That was number 27 for them, Daniels. The ball hits him square in the hands. He turns to run and drops it.
I'm not so sure he didn't hear footsteps. It'll be third and 10.
Let's see if this Viking crowd gets behind the defense now.
He sends trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Look, there comes a rush. We're trying to go after him. He's no place to go. And throws the ball downfield and just throws it away.
Seven was close in the area, but there is a flag down. Let's see. He might have been past the line of scrimmage when he threw it. There could be a number of things.
You never know. One thing I found out about Macon does not use the crew concept. They just say, you, and you. Y'all are going down to officiate football.
All right, so, here we go. Illegal downfield against Lee County.
That'll be a loss of down.
Brings up fourth down.
And it would have been fourth down anyway, so we'll tack on 5 yards.
It's a loss of down play, so they should mark off the mark. It is declined. A good call, Taylor. Taylor Stubbs over there on our stats program said, nope, they're going to decline that, sure enough.
Justin Smith back deep for our Vikings, standing about the 40. 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Glover to punt for Lee County. There's a snap. Nice high kick. Smith signals fair catch. Makes the catch, bobbles it, then he falls on it at the 38-yard line.
When Lee County took over, there was about 10 minutes and 24 seconds. The clock says 9 minutes and 57 seconds right now. They ran four plays and got nothing. And then because of incomplete passes, the clock stopped, and the Vikings still with plenty of time here as we need to get down the field. I'd love to see another touchdown here.
Dixon brings Copeland with him. He's got Regal in the slot, Jenkins at the wideout. Two receivers on the far side. That's Kyle and Presley. They show in blitz again up the middle. There they come. We pick it up. Little screen underneath to Copeland. Copeland with blockers out in front. He's into Trojan territory all the way down to the 48, to the 48-yard line. First down, Vikings.
Yes, it is. What a nice little we're taking the aggressiveness of Lee County and using it against them.
A little tunnel screen that they had been running to Jenkins there, now running to either Kamen or to Copeland. Ball at first and 10, 40 on the 48 for our Vikings. Barrett in the backfield.
Keeper.
Keeper. Again, Dixon around the right side. all the way down to the 42-yard line. Give him about 7 yards on the carry. Should be second and three from there.
I was going to say something that the attention to detail. Dixon ran that play. He hit the ground. As he did, he kind of rolled the ball out to make sure Barrett jumped on it, just to be sure.
Second and three from the 41. Dixon barks out signals, looks to the sidelines. He's got three receivers near side. Neighbors at the tight end on the far side. Three-man front. Three linebackers for Lee. Now they show him blitz. Again, he rolls right, looks, runs right into the teeth of it, and he'll get maybe a yard up to the 40, down to the 40, where Bill is going to be third and two from the 40-yard line.
Yeah, I was trying to get that attention over to the left side, to this near side, and then try to open it up on the right-hand side, but Lee County did not bite that time. They flowed with the quarterback.
Third and two. We have to get down to the 38. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial, headed toward that north end zone. 8.5 minutes to go here in the third, leading 13 to nothing. Jenkins at the wide out on the near side. He's got Kyle all the way to our sidelines. Kamen in the backfield. There's a snap, keeps the ball, runs it. He's got the first down, still on his feet. Austin Dixon heads to the end zone. Touchdown Vikings. A 40-yard touchdown run.
I see you, Austin Dixon. We're going for two, it looks like. I saw the coaches on the side holding up two fingers. Will Solomon is checking out. It's 19 to nothing. And we're going to go for two.
There comes Dylan Presley in. Jenkins goes to the far side, trips to the near side. Dixon in the shotgun with Cannon to his right. Place the ball down at the three. There's a snap. He drops back, looks, goes to the end zone, and there's a flag. We are going to have, I think, pass interference.
It was intended for Tavon Kyle. It ricocheted off him. Dylan Presley was there and almost caught it.
Wait a minute. He tapped himself on the head like maybe we have an ineligible downfield.
I'm good. You're only at the three. Let's see what the call is. White hat comes out. Illegal downfield against
the Vikings.
I don't know how you do that from the three.
It'll be 19 to nothing. Our Vikings, let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Our Vikings now lead 19 to nothing after a 40-yard touchdown run by Austin Dixon. Now to Wes James.
Solomon set to kick off. Milton back deep. High end over end kick. It's going to sail into the end zone. And Lee County will take over. First and 10 from their 20. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings. 4 plays, 62 yards, ran 1 minute and 52 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 40-yard quarterback keeper by Austin Dixon. Vikings missed the two-point conversion, but still lead 19 to nothing with 8:05 to go in the third quarter of play.
Our Vikings, Bill, have tonight, the defense, have just played lights out so far through 2.5 quarters. 8:05, well, not quite 2.5 quarters, 8:05 to go here in the third. Morrell brings the Trojans out on the field. He'll have three receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a three-man front. Neely playing linebacker, telling folks what to do and where to go. Morrell takes a snap. Play action.
Keeper.
He keeps it around the left side. Still on his feet. Gets hit. He'll have the first down out to the 32-yard line. Give him a 12-yard run. Maybe even 13. And I tell you what, he took a hit. He's up, still on his feet. Tough young man. That'll move it out and give him 13 yards on the carry as Lee County moves the ball out to the 33. They're on the near hash mark. Going from left to right on your radio dial, headed toward that south end zone. Two receivers to the far side. Single receiver near side. Two backs in the backfield. Again, Morrell waits on the snap. Gives it to, that's a Milton right up the middle, and Milton will get a yard, and that's all.
I believe that was Daniels, 27.
They change those two up quite often. It was Daniels on the carry, and he comes up limping. And he hits to the sidelines, and there comes Milton in.
It'll be second and 10 from the 33. 7:30 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 19-0. Morrell with twins far side. Single receiver on their side again. Play action. Tries to get around. Nothing. No, we string him out. And he'll get the ball all the way out to the 35-yard line. Bill, he ran 20 yards to pick up a yard.
And he was down because they pushed him out of bounds, yet the five judge continues to run the clock.
And the reason he says that is they stopped his forward progress before they pushed him out of bounds. Third and 8 from the 35. Got to get all the way out to the 43.
All right, Viking fans, on your feet now.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Again, they throw underneath. Oh, and we read it perfectly. They were doing that little comeback bubble screen.
Fumble,
and we have the football. Fumble, and we have the football, or do we? Yes, we do.
Number 40 comes up with it for our Lions High Vikings, Devon Holmes.
They ran a bubble screen. They ran that little wide receiver screen out to the side. We read it perfectly. Hit him as he made the catch. Ball come out. Viking football.
Yeah, it was Herschel Brookings, along with someone else I missed, was right there, made the hit on the pass, knocks it loose. That was also Jordan Wright makes the block and knocks the ball loose. Devin Holmes picks it up, first down and 10 for the Vikings on the Lee County side.
First and 10 from the Trojan 31-yard line. Two receivers far side. Dixon rolls right, looks, there comes the blitz. Throws downfield looking for Jenkins up in the air, and where's the flag? And there is none.
Both players fighting for the ball. They did turn around. He made an attempt at the ball. It was underthrown. I think it's a good play.
Okay.
Good no call.
The second and 10 from the 31 stops the clock with 6:38 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 19-0. Jenkins again to the near side in double coverage. Tavon Kyle to the far side in single coverage. Kamen in the backfield. There's a snap. Keep it. Dixon again on his feet. Up the middle he goes as he crosses the 30 to the 25. Down to the 24-yard line. It'll be third and 3 from there as Austin Dixon has racked up some big yards tonight from that quarterback spot.
Yeah, they're leaving the spot. He's reading it well. That's another 78 yards on the night rushing for Austin Dixon. Look at this.
We have got... We've got three guys all the way out here. Neighbors. Still on his feet. Gabe Neighbors to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. A 24-yard touchdown pass. But, Bill, number 56, find me his name. Find me that offensive lineman's name, because he pancaked.
Danny Corbett. Thank you, Mark.
Danny Corbett pancaked. Two guys out there on the end. Not one, but Danny Corbett pancaked two. Vikings to attempt the extra point to put us up 26-0 with 6 minutes to go here in the third.
And now we'll try the extra point leading 25-0.
We'll try to explain that formation to you.
We'll do that when we come back.
Kicks up. It's good. 26-0. Vikings lead. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Our Vikings lead 26-0 after a great pass play to Gabe Neighbors. The extra point by Will Solomon, and we lead 26-0 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Now back to Wes James.
Solomon set to kick off. Again, Milton back deep, ball on the far hash mark. Solomon kicks towards that north end zone. Again, that high end over end kick. They're going to let him return it.
Short.
Takes it at the 6. He's across the 10. String him out, and an open field tackle by number 12.
Fred Stewart.
All the way back at the 11-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 3 plays, 31 yards, only ran 45 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 24-yard touchdown pass to Gabe Neighbors. Extra point was good. Vikings lead 26-0, 5:54 to go in the third.
And
explain that play.
What they did was they sent three guys and lined them up on the line of scrimmage on our side. Then they brought three guys and lined them up just behind them as wide receivers, threw to the out guy, which was Gabe Neighbors, and let the five guys in front just run like a plow down through there. Morrell with three receivers near side, one receiver far side. He's looking to run the ball. Turns. He turns the corner, and he heads towards the end, towards the sidelines. And the Bill, I think he got the first down out at the 22.
Yeah, they're going to mark him, as you said, out of bounds about the 22. And he's finding a little bit of room on his own.
And that's on the corners is where he's finding it. Again, he splits his receivers. Two near side, two far side. We're in a three-man front. Looks, throws out, and
incomplete
pass. Pass was intended for number seven. That's Covington. And, Marty, you were on the sidelines and saw that block by number 56.
Let's see if we can get Marty to talk about that block here in just a minute after this play.
Morrell, it's second and 10. He's got trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Daniels at running back to his left. Again, they throw out to number 13. Gets hit, spun forward to the 34-yard line. Let's go downstairs to Marty.
Yeah, Marty, talk about that formation for that touchdown.
Yeah, guys, we just had three on the line out here on the outside, like Wes was saying, and then three receivers inside of them off the line. Gabe is an eligible receiver being on the outside. He just stepped back, caught the ball, and he had basically five blockers in front of him. Great design, great play. And we did it in a hurry up, which didn't allow them to line up.
Morrell drops back, looks, throws out. Catch made for the first down out at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, one of their first, that time of completion. Marty, I want to thank you for that, Equipment Park Supply sideline update as Lee County does pick up another first down.
But I'm going to tell you what, that block by Danny Corbett to flatten two of them. I've got an old offensive lineman like me all excited. First and 10 for Lee County out at the 34. Twins left, twins right. He drops back, looking deep. Pump fakes way downfield, going to overthrow everybody, and they're going to call pass interference on our Vikings.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work. Fred Stewart did have his hands on number 23, and I believe they're going to call him for it.
Yep, they are. There is no such thing in high school as an uncatchable ball. There's no way nobody could have caught that, but they're going to call it. Vikings lead 26-0. 5:02 to go here in the third.
It is pass interference. Oh, holding against the Vikings. So not pass interference, but holding.
That's a 10-yard penalty. It's not an automatic first down, but in this case, it will be.
Guys, we've been on them pretty hard tonight, but that was a good call. Fred did have a handful of jersey. When he pump faked him, the guy took off downfield. Honestly, Fred probably did the best thing he could have done. You get a 10 yards instead of a touchdown.
That'll move it all the way out to the 44-yard line. First down for Lee County. Clock should start when they get the chain set.
Nope. On the snap.
There's a snap. Look, getting a little wide receiver screen on the far side. This time it works. Another first down as they get into Viking territory down about our 44-yard line. Okay, defense. We've still got a lot of football left to play.
They're starting to pick us apart a little bit on that underneath stuff. And when you bite up on that, that's when he tries to go deep. So we'll see what he does here. They
ball,
do hurry up.
Ball on the far hash mark. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. He looks to the right. Looks, throws out in the flat. And nope, incomplete pass.
Yeah, no catch. I was going to see. I was waiting on somebody to give that call.
It was intended for Wallace. He slipped as he was going down. And the official says, nope, he did not maintain control. It'll be second and 10 from the 43. Again, Morrell. Twins left, twins right. We're in a man coverage. Getting a little help over the top from the strong safety. Our corner backs off now on the near side. We show him blitz up the middle. Again, he throws way downfield looking for a man open, and the catch is made to Efford. Or Efford, however he pronounced his name.
Now that's number 82.
Is that 82?
Yeah, number 82 on the completion. That's Noah Misajon. So again, they're dumping underneath and then burn you over the top.
Number 47 is on to attempt the extra point.
That is Zach Miller. I thought he was their normal kicker, but he's really just their field goal kicker. Morrell's their holder.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicked up. And it's good. 4:39 to go, third quarter. Vikings lead 26-7. We're back after the 60.
I got it. Welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. Vikings lead 26-7 with 4:39 left here in the third quarter as Lee finally breaks on the scoreboard. Now back to West.
And their kickers set to kick off. We got Kyle and Jenkins back deep. Nice old little pooch kick. And Cannon takes it at the 25. He's up to the 30, the 35. And that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 with 4:34 to go here in the third quarter. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for Lee. 8 plays, went 89 yards, resulted in, took 1 minute and 21 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 43-yard touchdown to number 23, Trey Eford. Vikings still lead 26-7, 4:34 to go in the third quarter.
Dixon brings Boogie Cammon with him. He's going to leave trips, all three receivers, Presley, Jenkins, and Tavon Kyle on the near side. Gabe Neighbors tied in on the far side. They're showing a four-man front. Now they back them linebackers out. Again, Dixon on the quarterback keeper gets back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10, nothing there. As they drop the line back, they pull him up in the line build, and they back him out. And just at the snap, he charges the line, and he met Dixon head-on that time. Ball almost on the near hash mark. Here comes that offensive line up over the ball. Now they send Kyle to the far side. Jenkins near side. They're showing blitz off this corner. Dixon standing at the 30, waiting on the snap. There it is. Keeps it again on the quarterback keeper up the middle, and he'll pick up about 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 up at our four, up at the 37-yard line. Now, are those planned calls, or is he changing that at the line of scrimmage and seeing something?
It's a read. He's got a read, and what he does is he keeps it on the read.
He splits his receivers. Twins left, twins right. Plenty of time on the play clock. It's third and 8. We've got to get out to the 45. Looking, looking. Oh, the ball got tipped as it left his hand. It was intended for Jenkins. Now there's a flag, and what do we got?
Maybe a personal foul. Let's see.
We're changing out an offensive lineman.
Yeah, we're waiting on the call here. The officials are talking to Lee County. A lot of times if you've got a personal foul, what you're trying to do is correct that player.
And they
sent 41 off, so I don't know what that call is going to be. Let's see.
They just may have brought him off to talk to him because you haven't seen the ejection motion from the official yet.
That's number 41 we were talking about him, one of our impact players, Torrey Carter. Let's see what happens here. There's what the call is. Dead ball foul, personal foul against Lee County.
And he's not,
been ejected, but he has been sent to the sideline. I don't know if that was by the coach or the official said maybe you need to go to the sideline.
3:16 to go here, third quarter. Vikings leading 26-7. That'll mark off 15 yards and a first down for our Vikings. Down to the Trojan 48-yard line. 3:16 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 26-7. Kyle comes near side. We swap out running backs. Boogie comes in and Michael Barrett comes out. Jenkins to the far side. Now Jenkins in motion towards us. Give it to Jenkins on the jet sweep. By one man, jukes, two, three, stiff arms, and runs out of bounds at the 45, and they actually have to stop the clock this time.
Yeah, he ran out on his own. He picked up about 3 yards on the run, though.
It'll be second and 7 from the 45. We've got to get down to the 38.
The clock is somebody that we like now. We would like for that to continue to run.
Yep.
So maybe we stay in bounds. 2:56 left in the third quarter. We lead 26-7.
Presley and Kyle to the far side. Two receivers near side. Now just one as we move Regal back in. Throw across the middle to Presley with the catch. Oh, yes, what a catch by Dylan Presley for the first down to the 35.
I tell you, that was slipping down his body. He did a great job to hold on to that.
And that was very much like that play in the first quarter where he went right dead across the middle knowing he was going to get hit.
Dylan Presley, one of my impact player,
for the Lowndes High offense tonight. 10 yards on the play and a first down.
First and 10 at the Trojan 35-yard line. 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Ball in the middle of the field with the Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. They show four linebackers, three down linemen. There comes the blitz. We give it to Kamen. Kamen runs right into a whole host of Trojans and will get nowhere. It'll be second and 10.
Again, I cannot say enough about what Boogie Kamen does. He may not give you that burst through that hole, but he's always going to put two hands on the ball. He's always going to cover it up.
Marty and I were talking, said if we had 11 players with Gabe Neighbor's size and Boogie Kamen's heart, we'd win a national title in Division I football.
Here we go, second down.
Split the receiver, single receiver near side, single far side. There's Copeland in the backfield. Barks for the ball, gives it to Copeland around the right side, looking for a hole. Just outside, turns the corner, and down the sidelines he goes. Does he have the first down? Where are they going to mark him out of bounds at?
He Mitchell might be a little bit short. We'll see where the mark's going to be.
At the 26.
Yep. That outside opened up. The clock will stop, though, on the out of bounds. 1:44 left here in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead 26-7 over the Lee County Trojans.
Michael Barrett comes in, along with Boogie. And we're going to the wing tee. Third and one from the 26. We're in the wing tee. They've stacked the line with six. They give it to Kamen on the outside. Look at him on his feet. Almost jukes the man as he gets inside the 20. If he doesn't grab him by the ankle, he's headed to pay dirt. As it is, first and 10, Vikings down at the 17.
Yeah, Boogie just popped through that line that time. Little high step would have been great. 9 yards on the run and a first down for the Vikings. Inside the Blanton and Griffin Insurance red zone.
Will Tolbert was in, and he stays in. I think we're going to stay in that wing tee right now.
Tolbert, normally a linebacker, gives you that big body out there on the tight end position along with Gabe Neighbors on the other side.
Dixon slides under center. They go back to a three-man front. I walk them linebackers up now. Bring a man in motion towards us. Give it to Kamen again. Kamen. Boogie just busts across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line.
Yeah, they just had him by the jersey. Only thing that they could hold on to keep him from breaking loose of that one.
Be second and six from the 13-yard line.
Inside a minute now here in the third quarter.
We've got to get across the seven for a first down. Dixon just taking his time. 10 seconds on the play clock. Three-man front. Linebackers up tight. Corner up tight. He rolls right. Looks. Throws to the end zone. To Will Tolbert and overthrows him in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, taking that tight end off of there. Nobody, you know, he didn't fool anybody. They stayed with him. The ball was thrown well by Austin Dixon to the outside shoulder where only he was going to be able to get it. But he had great coverage out there. Let's see, that was number five for Lee County in there on coverage. Was not fooled. That's William Bryant.
Stops the clock at 31.9 seconds to go here in the third. It is third and seven. Dixon in the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side. Again, they're showing blitz off the corner. And Tucker Pruitt is changing the play. He has changed the play. Let's see what he's dialed up here. There's a snap. Looks to the end zone to Jenkins. Jenkins turns and was face guarded and no call.
There was no rule for that in high school. I mean, it is not a rule in high school.
You can turn and face guard all you want to.
Yep.
And the defender did get his hand on the ball, so he knocked it away when he reached up. So it's just a good play by the defender. Chalk went it up. Good job.
That was. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update as Will Solomon checks in with Austin Dixon and Dagan Anderson to snap.
It'll be a 30-yard field goal attempt. With 27.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 29-6. I mean 29-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. After the 30-yard field goal, Vikings lead 29-7. Now over to West.
Solomon set to kick off. This one will be short, taken at the 3, across the 5, the 10, the 15, up the middle of the field at the 20, the 25, around the corner at the 30. We're running out of bounds at the 45.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 12 plays, 52 yards, ran 4 minutes and 12 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 30-yard field goal by Will Solomon. Vikings lead 29-7, 18 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
All right, Lee County, great field position to start here at the 45-yard line. A 44-yard return and tackled by Corshawn Roberts. But Lee trailing 29-7 to our Lounge High Vikings.
18.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Still a lot of football left because Lee can put points on the board in a hurry. Milton in the backfield with Morrell. Ball on the near hash mark. Lee left to right on your radio dial, looking at a four-man front for our Vikings. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws out. Got a man going down the sidelines, and nothing there.
Overthrown.
Incomplete. Stops the clock with 13.1 seconds to go here in the third.
Morrell is just throwing that down there to a spot. We had good coverage on it. The receiver had really about a half a step lead on the defensive back, but the ball well overthrown.
Second and 10. Morrell again trips to the far side. That wide receiver screen, complete. Down the sidelines he goes, got a first down into Viking territory, down to our 38-yard line. Did he run him out of bounds?
No, he's in bounds, so it'll start as soon as they set the chains with 5.1 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Lee County up over the ball, waiting for the chains to get set. Now they wind the clock. There's a snap. He drops back. He looks. Throws across the middle to the end zone, and we knock it away.
Fred Stewart knocks it away. That was a 17-yard pass earlier, and that will run us out of the quarter, I think, Wes.
I think it will. It was intended to Eford. And is that the end of the fourth quarter? Yes, it is. Let's take a 60-second break. Vikings leading 29-7.
Fox here at Martin Stadium. We start the fourth quarter with our Lounge High Vikings leading 29-7. But it's second down and 10 for the Lee County Trojans on the Vikings side of the field. Now for all the fourth quarter action. Wes.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. First and 10 for the Trojans from our 38-yard line. Morrell rolls right, looks, throws back, and the ball has been intercepted by Gabe Neighbors. Big Gabe Neighbors reached up with one hand, pulled it down. It was a throwback screen, and Neighbors says, "That's my football, my field. We're in your territory at the 41.
That was a pretty play. As you couldn't have described it any better. Gabe Neighbors just stepped into that lane, popped it up with one hand, caught it on the downside. He was not fooled on that comeback screen.
Vikings with another turnover, and he's returned it for 16 yards after intercepting it as we start the fourth quarter. Well, that'll take the wind out of your sails.
Yeah, the Vikings, with 11:52 left in the ball game, take over on downs.
Miss Neighbors standing up on the bleachers.
She's fired up, and I would be too. We all are.
Presley and Kyle to the far side. Jenkins to the near side. Cammon in the backfield, standing right next to Dixon. Jenkins in motion. They give it to Cammon on the counter. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and will lose a yard. It'll be second and 11. Or maybe 12, wherever they mark it. They mark it back at the 44. So it'll be second and 13.
Yeah, big loss on that one, as they were not fooled on the jet sweep. And then the handoff to Boogie Cammon.
Presley. Devon Kyle near side. Jenkins. Double coverage to the far side. Three down linemen. Three linebackers. The corner moves up. Dixon drops back, plenty of time, throws downfield looking for Jenkins. They're up in the air, and Jenkins slips and gets knocked down as they go up for the ball. No foul on that play.
Yeah, he had to kind of turn his body around a little bit. And when he did, you know, you pull that back foot around behind you, catches your other foot, and he was tumbling as the ball was coming there. I tell you, when you've got a receiver like Xavier Jenkins, you don't have to be real, real accurate at quarterback
throw it up there, let him go up and fight for the ball. And tonight, he's shown he's willing to fight for the ball.
It'll be third and 13. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 11-11 to go here in the ball game. Two receivers far side. Dixon looks. Quarterback keeper still on his feet. Gets hit. Spins. He's across the 40 down to about the 38. But now, what do you do here, Bill?
I mean,
you're up by 22.
I think you punt it into the corner. Give Tyson Shaw. I don't know. I don't think you go for it, but I could be wrong. Coach McPherson has not made a move yet.
It's fourth and eight. Play clock down to 18 seconds, 17.
And the game clock is running, too. That's important.
And what they may do is let it run all the way down to one, call a timeout, and then punt the ball.
Or either take the penalty, back it up 5 yards, give your punter a little more room.
Yep.
Either way, guys, they're doing one or the other because they've called up the punt team and got them aligned over here on the sidelines. And they did take the penalty to back it up 5, and we'll try to put them deep in the corner here.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. That's exactly right. I think it gives that punter, Tyson, just a little more room to be able to punt it down into the corner. And that's what we got. Tyson Shaw comes on to punt.
Dagan Anderson brings the Vikings special team unit out on the field. They've got it set down on the far hash mark. It looks like Lee County will...
I think they declined the penalty. No, they're going to mark it back 5.
Send back to
Tyrone Harris. I think you do. It's a 5-yard penalty. You hope maybe that Lowndes has a bad snap, a fumble. It gives you a little more room back. So good call by Lee County to go ahead and take that penalty.
Tyrone Harris back at the 5. They've got a 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. They're coming for it, but he gets away. Nice kick. Let it boom, boom. He takes it at the 5 to the 10, and there's no way to go as Vikings will take him down at the 14.
Did his job. Good punt by Tyson. There is a flag on the field, though, Wes, at about the 25. Let's see what that call is. We'll give just a moment as the umpire discusses with the head official. We'll see what that is. Waiting on the call.
Block in the back against. Block in the back against Lee County.
So we'll mark it from there back inside the 10.
All the way down to the 8-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Lee County with 10-12 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 29-7.
That ball will be on the 8-yard line, Wes. First down and 10 for the Trojans. With 10 minutes and 12 seconds left in the ball game, our Vikings lead 29-7.
Ball on the hash mark closest to the press box, the near hash mark. Morrell's got three receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. Milton in the backfield with him. We're in a three-man front. Linebackers up tight, now they back out. He gives it to Milton. No, he keeps it on quarterback keeper. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. That'll give him a yard. He gets a yard on that play out to the 9.
I mean, we'll go down to Marty in just a little while, but I tell you, I could hear it even through my headsets. And, Marty, I know you can hear it on the sidelines as the crowd is getting into this and really getting fired up behind this team.
Absolutely, Bill. It's been an extremely intense second half. The coaching staff all the way down, players on the field, we've been very intense. Great half of football so far. We got to keep up the intensity, though.
Morrell sends twins to the near side, twins to the near side. Milton to his right. He's standing at the 3. We show blitz. Little wide receiver screen. Gets hit at the 10, up to the 12. And Bill, it'll be third and about 5 or 6 from the 12 or 13-yard line, depending upon the spot. Here looks like it's going to be the 13. Give him third and 5. 9:28 to go in the ball game. Trips far side. Single receiver near side. He drops straight back. Looks, throws that. Catch made! Not for the first down, though. There is a new quarterback. We'll get his number for you.
Number 4.
And that is Orndorff.
Orndorff is their backup quarterback, and he's going to be close from that spot. Marty, you're right on it.
from the spot, guys, it looked like he got it. But I'm standing there. He gave him about a whole yard.
Yep.
I think at least a half a yard, if not a yard, ahead of where he caught it.
And they just
and they gave him the first down by half a foot.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. You're exactly right. It's first down, Lee County. And it is a new quarterback.
And Orndorff in the shotgun. Clock will start as they set the chain. Twins left, twins right. Orndorff drops straight back. Looks, lost it downfield. And almost complete to a Viking, our weak side safety number 12.
Fred Stewart.
Stewart, and they threw it over Stewart's head. Now there's a flag on the play. And Lee County is signaling it's going to be against our Vikings.
Could be holding. I mean, there was nobody down there, but also there was nobody down there. Could be intentional grounding, but you're right. It looks like that Lee County is the one celebrating. Let's see.
Holding against our Vikings. A 10-yard penalty. That'll move it 10 yards. It'll be a first down. 8:57 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 29-7.
So first down and 10 with 8:57 left in the ball game.
Orndorff, ball on the far hash mark.
Nope. Morrell.
Morrell again. Morrell drops back. Pump fakes. Looks. Nothing. Starts to run. By one man, two. Will not get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Again, a mark, though, very favorable for Lee County. Looks like he will make the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second down and 10. Great coverage that time by our Vikings downfield.
Second and 10. Morrell barks out signals. Getting that wide receiver screen to the far side. He's up to the 30, tries to cut back inside. Gets up to about the 32 or 33. The ball's on the ground. Michael Barrett picks it up and hits to the end zone. The ball came out, was laying there. Michael Barrett picked it up. We signaled touchdown. Holy moly. A 32-yard return. Pass was complete. Ball came out. Michael Barrett says, look, hear what I just found. Let's take the pumpkin to the grinder.
Hey, I'm telling you what, that ball just kind of rolled out. And I'm not sure where the receiver was. There was no official around there, so it's kind of hard to say. But the ball rolls out. Michael Barrett very alertly picks it up, runs it in. We'll take the touchdown. Timeout, Lee County. And we'll keep it right here with him as Lowndes has gone up 35-7 here with 8:15 left in the ballgame. And the official, you know, the reason for the timeout is the head coach for Lee County is complaining. And Wes, again, I don't know, because there was no official on the area to actually make a real call.
And, you know,
I thought he might have been down.
I'll be honest with you. I thought he was.
Yeah. I mean, the player I thought was on the ground when the ball rolled out. Now, he didn't let go of it. It's not one like, here, I'm on the ground and I'm going to just let the ball go. It was coming out. Now, whether it was coming out on the way down or whether he was down, no instant replay in high school football, of course. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, in front of me, and he was not on the ground yet. However, he had been down, but they never blew the whistle. So you got to play through the whistle. You know, that's what some of them were arguing with. Fourth progress may have been down, but they never blew the whistle. Till they blow the whistle, the ball's live.
That's why we have you down there, Marty. Equipment Parts Supply, thank you for your sponsorship of our sideline updates for Marty down there on the sidelines, right there on the spot. And it's 35-7 after the timeout. Vikings to attempt the extra point.
Will Solomon looking to tack on the extra point to make it 36-7. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. 8:15 to go in the ball game. We'll take a 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. Our Lowndes High Vikings lead 36-7 with 8:15 left in the ball game. And now back to Wes James.
And Solomon set to kick off. Again, a high kick toward the corner of the end zone. Lee takes it at the 8. They're across the 10, the 15, the 20. Run him out of bounds on the sidelines. About at the 20-yard line.
And I don't know if there's a flag right there on the out-of-bounds mark. Let's leave it right here just 1 second.
There is a flag. There is a flag. Let's go to Taylor Biddle quickly for the page.
Yeah, go ahead.
Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, pretty simple. Michael Barrett picked up a fumble at the 32-yard line, took it to the house. Vikings lead 36-7 with 8:11 to go in the ball game.
Was that a hold against the Vikings or a personal foul? I can't tell what he's doing.
It looked like
dead ball. Personal foul.
No.
Against the Vikings. He's a little different in how he does his, you know, I expect that really motion mark when you do the personal foul. It looked like he was doing holding, but it's a personal foul against the Vikings. A hit out of bounds, and it's first and 10 for Lee as Morrell is back at quarterback.
Morrell in the shotgun. Drops back, looks again, looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by number 7. That's Covington, still on his feet as he gets across the 45. He'll have the first down if they give him his forward progress out to the 47, and they do.
Yeah, they do. I want to remind all of our listeners about the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. But I tell you what, you miss a lot if you don't get out there to the Mill. And it's senior night this Tuesday night, so we invite all of the seniors. We'll talk a little more about that in just a moment.
Lee, in a hurry up. Two guys, two receivers far side, two near side. Morrell drops back. He's standing on the far hash mark. Tucks the ball. Starts to run. Nothing there. Runs. Heads out of bounds. Oh! Gets hit as he tries to leap out of bounds. And number 17 just takes his feet out from under him.
Yeah, that's Justin Smith. Again, this Tuesday night is senior night. With no game coming up next week, we always, every year, have senior night. We invite all the seniors over. We'll feed them that night. Have them on the radio. Talk about all their hopes and dreams and how playing the Lions High Vikings has been for their career, and just so much fun on senior night. Get out there 7 o'clock live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games on Bay Tree Road.
Second and 8 from the 49, and the clock, they stop everything, timeout Vikings. Coach was not happy with our defensive set.
Yeah, just one of those things, he had to keep it here. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. It's 36-7 Vikings lead, the Lee County Trojans. 7:47 left in the ballgame as Lowndes had called a timeout on a 2nd and 8 for Lee County as they're about to cross the 50-yard line. They have moved the ball well, Taylor, I know from over on your side. Back and forth inside the 20s, inside the 30s, but our Vikings have bowed up when they needed to. All right, Wes, here we go.
Morrell, 2nd and 8 at the 49.
Nope.
Bobbles the ball. Nope. It's Opender. Throws the ball out in the flat. Incomplete. Intended for 27. That was Daniels. It'll be 3rd and 8 from the 49. That stops the clock with 7:43 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 36-7.
You know, you wonder why the changeup. Orndorff has played quite a bit in the season. Morrell is being attended to on the sideline, though.
Orndorff drops back again. Looks, throws across the middle. Catch made! It is number 7, Covington, but Covington gets hit at the 49 at the line of scrimmage, and it'll be 3rd.
That's Jeffrey Davis in on the tackle. I mean, he hit him immediately, wrapped up, and drove him backwards. That'll bring up 4th down. Lee's going to go for it.
4th and 8 from the 49. Orndorff sends two receivers far side, two near side. We're showing blitz. Ball bounces on the ground.
Little quick
kick to the way. And it hits, and it bounces at the 15. Rolls inside to 10. They're going to let it roll all the way down to the 5-yard line.
Nice little job of a quick kick that time, as the Vikings will have to take over at their own 5-yard line with 7:04 left in the ballgame.
They've done that a couple of times tonight, Bill,
yep.
with both Morrell and with Orndorff.
The last time with Morrell, though, we did have a player back. This time, we were really thinking they were probably going to go for it. It was a nice roll from the little quick kick. It went 46 yards and downed at the 5.
Ball will be on our 5-yard line. 1st and 10 for our Vikings with 7:04 to go in the ball game. Both teams have 2 timeouts.
Let's see if we know. I thought we might go to a wing tee down here inside the 5.
We send Carter to the far side and wide receiver Jenkins near side. Looks like Lee in the backfield, I think. And it is goes to Lee around the left side. Look at J.D. Lee breaks outside across the 10. Jukes one man, two across the 15, all the way out to the 20-yard line. Look at the little man pick those feet up, shuffle and dance, get us a first down and some breathing room out of the 20.
How you like that? Little shuffle step.
There you go.
I can't do it up here well enough.
I can't do it at all.
What a nice run by J.D. Lee. First down for the Vikings.
Out to the 20. 15-yard run right there for J.D.
Clock runs. That's the important part. 6 minutes, 50 seconds here left in the ball game. Vikings lead 36-7. We're working the play clock now.
Tell you what, you see that sophomore running back like that, just makes your eyes shine thinking about the next 2 years. Dixon barks out the signals. Again to Lee around the left side. J.D. Oh! Got hit at the line of scrimmage. Just bowed down and run between two guys. Gets out to the 25, giving five more yards.
Yeah, he got popped, and he just dove forward for that extra 5 yards. So even on a hit like that at the line of scrimmage, he picks up 5 good yards for you.
Second and 5. Clock continues to run as we head toward the 6 minute mark here in the ball game. Two receivers far side. Lee in the backfield with Dixon against a 3-man Lee County front, 3 linebackers. They pull them up tight. Now they back them out. But I like to shuffle them. Keep
still
them moving.
Still lots of time on that play clock.
Dixon changes the play. Moves Lee to his left. Takes a snap. Quarterback keeper by 1 man, 2, still on his feet. He gets out to the 29. We're going to be 3rd and about a yard from there. 5:40 to go in the ball game. Bill, wait till I give you the region standings. You're going to light it up.
All right, we'll see. So you got a score for us somewhere.
I've got scores all over the place.
Here it's 36-7. Vikings lead the Lee County Trojans here at home at Martin Stadium as the Vikings find themselves in a 3rd and 1.
And they up tight. Dixon under center. Quarterback keeper, he has the first down behind that big offensive line as it gets across the 30 out to the 31, the 32-yard line. That stops the clock with 5:04 to go. And they'll mark it down at the 32. Ball on the near hash mark. Wind that clock. Here we run it. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 36-7. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Under center. Looks at a 4-man front.
Barrett.
Gives it to Barrett. Barrett over the left side. Barrett gets about a yard out to the 33. It'll be 2nd and 9 from the 33-yard line with 4:35 to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 36-7.
All right. Give us just a second here.
Again, we send 2 receivers far side.
We apologize if you've been with us and maybe in a commercial break. Hold on. We're back. Let's go. I know I saw you calling, but I just couldn't get off.
Dixon takes the snap, gives it to Lee. Lee still on his feet, runs into the teeth of that Lee County defense, gets it out to the 35. Bill, it'll be 3rd and 7 from there.
All right, I want to apologize. We were having some technical difficulties. You lost a little bit here. Vikings do still have the ball. It's 3rd down now and about 7 at the 35-yard line on their own side of the field. 3:43 left in the ball game, leading 36-7.
J.D. Lee, sophomore running back in the game. He has lit it up. He's already rushed for 22 yards on 3 carries.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
Ball on the near hash mark right here in front of Bill and Taylor and I. Dixon calls for the ball. Looks, throws out to Jenkins. Jenkins makes the catch by 1 man still on his feet. Across the 40, he has the first down as a stiff arm a man, and they run him out of bounds at the 45-yard line.
Let me tell you what Austin Dixon did there. He threw the ball not at Xavier Jenkins, but in front of Xavier Jenkins. He caught it on the run. It was really off the fingertips. It was almost like it surprised him that it was right there. He was able to catch it, run for the first down, and that's just incredible. A 10-yard run and catch by Xavier Jenkins, and a first down for the Vikings as the clock continues to run here with 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
All the way out to the 45-yard line. The ball on the far side of the field. Vikings headed toward that south end zone, 65 yards away from pay dirt, but we're leading 36-7. Dixon under center.
And we got a whistle.
And I don't know what we got, but our side official calls encroachment on the defense.
Offsides on the defense.
Give us 5 yards, take it out to midfield. It'll be 2nd and 5 from the 50-yard line.
Georgia Bridgemen are fired up tonight. They're playing well. Continue to play and support this crowd. Again, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, the Battle of the Border here at Martin Stadium. Our Vikings will be the feature band. They will not be competing.
They will be on the field at 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
9 o'clock. I'll go to Florida State, watch that game, come home, catch the Lions out of Georgia Bridgman.
Dixon in the shotgun, splits his receivers. Got a man in motion. Again, gives it to Lee. Lee gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Look at that little man fight his way forward for 3 yards.
Yeah,
he headed by the jersey, and they said, you just are not going to stop me.
That's right. He just squirts away. Yeah, I was saying, tomorrow I'm going to go to Tallahassee, watch Tyler Hunter play for Florida State, Josh Harvey Clemens play for the Louisville Cardinals. Ought to be a fun game tomorrow afternoon. 12 o'clock kickoff. I'll be back in time to watch the Georgia Bridgemen at 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. And
75 for Lee. Jumped in the neutral zone.
And let's see. They said our guy moved, but it doesn't matter. Official threw the flag, said encroachment. It'll be a first down into Lee territory. We're already in Lee territory. We're down to their 43-yard line. 2.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Tell Grandpa Clemens I said hello if you get a chance to see.
Yeah, that's right, Grandpa. I forgot you used to call him Grandpa Clemens.
First and 10 Vikings from the Lee County 43-yard line. Three receivers near side, single receiver far side, and the brand new quarterback for our Vikings, number 5, Dalton Hart. Hart in the shotgun as we approach the 2-minute mark. Hart, he gives it to Lee. Look at Lee on the lead. J.D. Lee down the straight of the field. You're going to make him catch him. They turn, they hit him. He's down at the 2-yard line. J.D. Lee said, I'll make you run me down.
We'll update this in just a moment right here. But Austin Dixon has been our leading rusher tonight, 18 carries for 92 yards so far. After you pop that in there, and J.D. Lee goes 7 carries for 64 yards after that long 40-yard run as the Vikings knock on the door again right here with a minute 57 seconds left in this ballgame.
It is first and goal from the 3. Hart hollering at his guards at where you're at, fella. Takes a snap. Again, gives it to Lee. J.D. Lee fights hard down to about the 1-yard line. Is he in? Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, J.D. Lee. A 3-yard touchdown run after a long 40-yard run to get us down there. And J.D. Lee now with 8 carries for 67 yards on the night. And he just comes in and a little bit of duty here in the fourth quarter. Makes, as you said, makes this crowd get fired up about maybe the next 2 years. Paolo to kick. Eric Paolo to kick the extra point.
And he's a left-footed kicker. Could make it 43-7.
Hart to hold.
Down, up, kicks. Good.
No good.
Vikings lead 42-7. We'll be back after the 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box here at Martin Stadium. After a long 40-yard run and then a 3-yard touchdown dive by J.D. Lee, the Vikings lead 42-7 with a minute 39 left in the ball game over Lee County. Let's go back to Wes James.
Solomon set to kick off. Lee standing there. Lee, kick returner, standing back about the 5.
It's Solomon to kick off.
Yep. Solomon approaches the ball. Nice, nice kick. Lee takes it at the 5, drops it, picks it up at the 10, at the 15, and that's where number 86 will go down at the 15-yard line.
Let's
go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 10 plays, 95 yards, ran 5 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 3-yard touchdown run by number 21, J.D. Lee. Vikings lead 42-7, a minute and 32 to go in the ballgame.
Both teams have 2 timeouts. Lee will take over 1st and 10 from their own 16-yard line. And at quarterback, it is Offenhammer. Waiting on the snap to give it to the running back right up the middle. Give him about 5 yards on the carry and nothing more.
That'll keep that clock running as Lee County trailing 42-7. Pretty well here inside, about a minute 15 left in the ball game. They're ready to run it out, get back on the bus, regroup, and get ready for their next game.
We're off next Friday night, then 2 weeks from tonight.
It is the Wintersville Classic.
I don't need to say it. You know. 1 minute to go here in the ball game. Colquitt won big tonight to go to 8-0 and 3-0, 3-0 in the region. Camden won to go 8-0 and 3-0 and 3-0 in the region. Lee, Valdosta, Tift, and Lowndes all 1-2.
All right, there's a run and still not enough for a first down for Lee. It'll be tackled at about the 24-yard line. The clock down to 30 seconds now. Third down for Lee County.
Third and about two. Bill, how about that? Four teams at 1-2. The other two teams, 3-0.
And we'll talk about that here in our postgame wrap-up on the Southwest Georgia Bank postgame wrap-up as our Lowndes High Vikings are victorious, 42-7. We're going to take a quick two-minute break. We come back, we'll have Coach Randy McPherson get his final thoughts. Vikings win 42-7. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank final post-game report as our Lowndes High Vikings are victorious 42-7 over the Lee County Trojans and take that first region win. As we talked about at the top of the show, Taylor, we played the two best teams. Now it's time to get down to business. We took care of one. We got a week off, and we got two more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, it's not over. I mean, you got two big ball games, but you got to get the first one before you can have any of them.
Exactly.
And the Vikings did a good job tonight in a well-fought ball game. It was a convincing win by the Vikings. And I know Coach Mack's going to talk to his team there, so just bear with us if you don't mind.
Yeah, we'll hang with it for just a minute. I saw down there on the field, Marty gave a big hug to Xavier Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to talk about it, but after the game at Camden County, Xavier was really down on himself.
Yeah.
He knows that he had let his team down by his attitude and things like that, not playing in the first half. Marty and he talked after the game and really had a real heart-to-heart and connected.
Yeah.
And I think that's a neat thing. And we talk about that all the time, how we get a chance to connect with these kids. And they had a big hug down there after the game because Xavier Jenkins just showed out a little bit tonight. He had a really good night. We'll talk about what his receiving yards were. But he was such a factor in the game that, you know, you had to respect that you could throw the ball deep to Xavier Jenkins and have an opportunity to make a catch, Wes.
Well, I talked to Coach Tucker Pruitt before the game and asked what practice was like. He said this week Xavier Jenkins was a totally different athlete.
Yeah.
He said it had been all week long. He said, now, will that parlay over into the game tonight? He said, we won't know until we start. But evidently, as everybody saw, it did.
Yeah, I think so. That was
yeah, I mean,
thing.
This receiving core is really coming a long way. I mean, you look at some of the catches that Dylan Presley made tonight. Yeah. Jenkins had a bunch of catches, and you even look at some of the other guys that saw time at the receiver position, played hard tonight. And, we played a pretty sound game, and we got some breaks to go our way, which is what we've been begging for a long time. And you look at the interceptions and the fumbles and all the stuff that went our way and the fake punt.
The fake
good
punt
night.
Was
I mean,
awesome.
That was great. And the call there on the fake field goal, it's gonna make somebody have to plan for that later on. Let's get on to Marty. He's got the Tradition Sporting Coaches interview with Coach Randy McPherson.
Thanks, Taylor. I am here. I'm with a very happy coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, I know you're proud of your boys. You just got through telling them after the game. Talk to us a little bit about their performance tonight.
You did a great job.
Guys, you got to pause to get a hug from the number one Viking fan here, guys.
The coaches did a great job preparing the kids. The kids played hard. Just total team effort, man.
Absolutely. Coach, your offense had 436 yards offense. You got to be proud of that effort. What was it about the offense tonight that would allow them to put so many yards and so many points on the board?
Well, we just executed right. I mean, we didn't turn it over. They didn't score on our offense, you know. What more do you say?
Well, of course, talking about they didn't score. They only scored 7 points, and, of course, they're averaging 41 points a game, and y'all hold them to 7 on one big play there late in the game when the game was really kind of out of reach.
Every phase played good.
Absolutely. Even special teams. Well, good job tonight, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks,
guys,
Marty.
Very happy, Coach. Guys, now I'm going to shift over. I've got Will Solomon with me tonight. Will, you know, we're talking to you, the kicker. It's a 42-7 game, but I thought you had some pivotal kicks in this game, including 4 extra points and 3 field goals. Talk to us about tonight, your preparation coming in. Hey, first of all, you got to be excited. A good snap, good hold on everyone, right?
Definitely. My snapper and holder, first of all, if I don't have a snap and a hold, I can't do anything. So Dayton Anderson and Austin Dixon getting the hold down, that's why I made those field goals.
Will, you're a senior leader on this team. We got a week off, and then I just heard Coach Mack tell the team that, hey, we're going to come in ready to work next week, but then we got to get ready for a big game coming up in 2 weeks. This team ready for that?
I don't think so. I'm excited for it.
Absolutely, Will. Thank you very much. Guys, I got neighbors here with game tonight. Gabe, of course, had an interception, two catches, one for a touchdown. Gabe, talk to us about tonight's game and how ready was this team to get back on track and get a region win?
Well, after last week, just used it as motivation to come out here and get the job done tonight. But above all things, got to give all the glory to God.
That's true. That's true. But, Gabe, on your interception tonight, of course, it was a screen play that they had run earlier in the game and kind of hit us for a big play. Something you saw before the snap that kind of tipped you off, or was just a reaction play when the quarterback came and threw it? And I know your eyes had to get really big with the ball there coming to you.
Well, actually, their call for that play is the same call we call it. So the first time they ran it, I got kind of curious of what they're going to run, and they ran the same play we run. And then that's when I got that fumble. And then the second time they ran it, they caught it, and instead of going in, I just got a big head and just went straight out because I knew it was coming.
Well, I know that it was exciting. Of course, you also had the touchdown earlier in the game. That had to have been great. Just talk to Will. We got a week off, and then we got a big game in 2 weeks. I know this team's ready for the crosstown rival.
Yes, sir. We always got to come out and get better every day.
Good answer. Good answer. Thanks, Gabe. Good job tonight.
Thanks, Marty. Boy, thanks, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring coaches and players interview here at the game. 42-7, the Vikings win. We're going to take a 60-second break. We come back. We're going to wrap up tonight's game for you. Vikings are victorious, 42-7 over the Lee County Trojans. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Southwest Georgia Bank. Count our final post-game report as our Lions High Vikings, 42-7 over the Lee County Trojans. And we're going to go over and talk about the Page Heating and Air final game stats with Taylor Biddle and Taylor Stubbs. Go ahead.
Last time, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The final stats for tonight for the Vikings, 21 first downs. Lee had 20 rushing attempts tonight. Vikings were 45 attempts for 254. Lee was 25 attempts for 108. Passing tonight, we were 12 of 24 for 182 yards. No interceptions. Lee was 18 of 36 for 165 yards. They did throw two interceptions. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 69 plays for 436 yards. Lee ran 61 plays for 273. Vikings averaged 6.3 per play. Lee averaged 4.5 per play. Vikings did fumble twice, did not lose any of those. Lee fumbled three times and lost two of them. Penalties tonight, Vikings were penalized 11 times for 90. Lee was penalized 8 times for 52. We did have two punts tonight, averaging 39.5. Lee had five punts, averaging 35.6. Vikings had four punts returned for 23 yards. Lee had one punt returned for 10. Interception returns. Vikings had two interceptions returned for 25 yards. Fumble return, we did have the one fumble pickup by Michael Barrett, returned for 32 yards. Time of possession, again, bear with us here. It's kind of tricky to do time of possession, but we had the ball for about 34 minutes and 56 seconds. Lee had the ball for 42 minutes and 23 seconds. Third down conversions tonight, which is huge for the Vikings, a big stat we like to talk about in the pregame. We were 7 of 16 on third down. Lee was 3 of 11. That could be one of the differences in this ball game, along with turnovers. Fourth down conversions, the Vikings were 2 of 3 on fourth down. Lee was 1 of 2 on fourth down. Leading rushers tonight for your Vikings. Barrett had four carries for 42. Austin Dixon had 18 carries for 92. J.D. Lee had 8 carries for 67 with one touchdown. Austin did have a touchdown rushing as well. Receiving tonight for the Vikings. Leading receiver tonight was Xavier Jenkins. He had three receptions for 80 with one touchdown. Gabe Neighbors had two receptions for 44 with one touchdown. Tavon Kyle had two receptions for 16. Desmond Copeland had one reception for 14. Dylan Presley had two receptions for 20. Passing again tonight, Austin Dixon had all of our passing attempts. 12 completions on 24 attempts, 182 yards. His longest was 40, and he did throw two touchdowns tonight.
Hey, I'll take 50%.
Yeah, that's fine. Adds to his average. Tackles tonight, Barrett had 5. Jeff Davis had 8. Fred Stewart had 4.
Justin Smith had 7. Herschel Brookings had 3. Kedrick Clemens had 5. He did have an INT.
And not to mention the other 3 times he put his hands on the ball, almost an interception.
Yeah, 2 of those should have been.
Yeah.
I mean, he had them right in his hands.
He did.
Kedrick did have the 1 interception, like we said. Devon Holmes had 3 tackles. And box score looks like this. Vikings got on the board first and got on the board first with 7 in the first quarter. Lee had none in the first. Vikings had 6 in the second. Lee had none in the second. We did win the third down or the third quarter again tonight, guys. 16 points to the Lee County, 7 points, and Vikings put 13 in the fourth against Lee's nothing. Vikings do win the ball game, go to 1-2 in the region, 42-7.
Thanks, Taylor, for those Page Heating and Air final game stats. Remind you, you can always find them throughout the week at thevikingvoice.com. Be sure and follow us on Twitter as well at thevikingvoice. We'll keep you up to date throughout the ball games. Tonight was our first night kind of going through a new procedure, and I thought went really well, being able to give you all the plays, the first downs, the scores. I mean, just a really good night. Thanks, guys, for all your hard work. As we try to wrap up tonight, I know Tate Lamarty's on his way up, but any final thoughts you want to share? I mean, I know we got the week coming off, week off coming up.
Yeah.
But then what
you
do you got?
You know how important a win is right before an off week? I mean, you don't want to dwell on a loss for 2 weeks,
yeah,
especially going into your biggest rivalry game. So there's a lot of momentum that's going to come from this game. I think we played a pretty sound game on all 3 facets of the game. I mean, and we've been begging, like I said a minute ago, we've been begging for some breaks to go our way. We got a few of those tonight.
Hey, and some didn't go our way,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
and we still stayed with it.
Yeah, I mean, and our defense played awesome tonight. Can't speak enough about that defense against a high-powered offense in Lee County. But offensive production tonight, Austin Dixon, I can't speak enough about the way that young man's playing. He's a force to be reckoned with through the air and on his feet. Great rushing tonight by J.D. Lee.
Yeah.
Good night. J.D., what you got, Marty?
Guys, I was just going to say, just a great night for the Vikings. I was very proud. Of course, obviously, you can tell I'm not back up in the booth because I've been down here with all our players, especially our seniors. They've been out on the field celebrating, glad handing each other. They're just a lot of excitement. This program needed this. This kids needed this. It's a good confidence booster. And, guys, we played a lot like we did 3 weeks ago in the same stadium when we played Newton. It was a very similar game as far as we were more physical. We played more intense. And we executed extremely well. Hopefully that carries over. Hopefully the off week doesn't slow us down any. But, guys, it's just been a great night for our team. I'm very proud of the way they came out and played. I'm proud of the coaching staff and the game plan that they had. And a lot of talk after the game about the preparation this week, that the team was ready for this. So, you know, sometimes the practice is how you practice the week really makes a difference. And there was a lot of talk tonight that we practiced well all week and prepared for tonight. Very proud of this football team. Very proud of these young men and very proud of this coaching staff. Good night to be Loudside Viking fan.
That's it, Marty. We're going to send somebody down to pick up your equipment so you don't have to make the trip back up. And with that way, you can stay down with Logan on the field. Enjoy your time. But I got somebody coming down to pick up your equipment if you'll look to the stands. We'll be able to drop. You can drop that stuff off with Chuck. He may actually be going down on the field. All right. My thought as I wrap up tonight is, we're a better team than a lot of people give us credit for. I've been saying it week after week after week. Yes, we lost ball games. We lost ball games to the number one team, and I've said it over and over, the number 3 team and the number 6 team in the state. And I think Camden's better than 6. I think we have gotten that stuff out of the way. Let's move forward. Let's play. We did tonight against Lee. Let's pick it up. Play this way against Valdosta. You got Tiff County to end the season. We find ourselves in that 3 spot going into the into playoffs, and we've done it before. What can you do from that 3 spot? I mean, this is a good football team. Yes, there's been some problems, but the attention to detail tonight was phenomenal. I saw people playing to the end of the whistle. I'm so excited to be a Lions High Viking tonight because how we played and how we showed out on the field tonight is indicative of how we should play.
Yeah, don't be a Jekyll and Hyde, though. I mean, we don't.
No, I don't think we're a Jekyll and Hyde. I think these last 2 ball games against
good football
teams, we got beat down until we got into that fourth quarter. We gave up 17, 14, and 20 points, I think, in those 3 games in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we got 2 big ball games. Valdosta
is
capable of beating us no matter what they look like. Tiff is capable of beating us no matter what they look like. we're capable of beating them no matter what we look like. I mean,
sure.
It's just the way this game goes. And we gotta focus on Valdosta High Wildcats. And we got 2 weeks to prepare for them. They got 2 weeks to prepare for us. And it's going to be a battle come two Friday nights from now.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. That'll be Tuesday night live from the Mill Buffet and Games there on Bay Tree Road. It's senior night. We'll have all the seniors out there. Come out. You'll enjoy it. It's a great time. We get to talk to all the seniors. If you can't make it, be sure and listen live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Let's go over to Wes as we try to wrap this up tonight.
Now, the ticket office will be closed all next week. Ticket info, like for the Valdosta game, will go on sale to the Viking Touchdown members at the Touchdown meeting Monday night, October 26th. Reserve ticket holders will be able to purchase tickets Monday night, October 26th. Others may purchase tickets on Tuesday morning, October 27th, starting at 7 a.m. Bill, tonight, Tift. Camden beats Tift 31-21. Colquitt beats Valdosta 49-14. Here are your region standings. Colquitt and Camden, both 8-0, both 3-0 in the region. Valdosta is 5-3. They're 2-1 in the region. Lee and Lowndes. Lee is 6-2, 1-2 in the region. Lowndes is 5-3, 1-2 in the region. Tift is 6-2, 0-3 in the region. So we have, Kurt, you go from last place to tied for fourth, because we now have a tiebreaker over Lee with this victory tonight. It's been a big night. It's been a great night to be a Viking.
Yeah, it is. Wes, I don't have anything else other than to say it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Chase. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County. I'll see you at the Hayhira Huddle House.